This month, Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller announced that he was bringing a hog apocalypse to Texas with the creation of a program that would allow farmers and ranchers to use the product Caput feral hog bait to poison feral hogs on their property. A lawsuit that challenges Miller's emergency rulemaking has put the program on hold into the end of this month. But Representative Lynn Stuckey, a Denton County Republican, wants to take this effort a step further.
My bill basically says we need to do more research and more study, more trials, before we use this in our environment to kill hogs and probably other animals at the same time.
But Miller says federal regulators with the Environmental Protection Agency have already approved the sale of Caput feral hog bait.
I think what he's perplexed, or people are perplexed about, is that there is no public information on the study. That's their proprietary information. That study met all the requirements of the EPA.
Stuckey and other House lawmakers have also added a rider to the House's version of the state's two-year budget. It excludes Miller and his department from any state funding related to a feral hog poisoning program.
The rider basically takes the money that was being used for those type of activities away and doesn't allow it to be used for that. And again, I am a farmer and a rancher, but this is not the solution.
Miller says the $900,000 his department requested for the feral hog poison program is no longer needed. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.